Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This two-hour extravaganza just flying right by as will life, people. Live in the moment. I wanted to say something inspirational, Will, and I just couldn't come up with anything. You know?
I'm sorry, I got
a mouthful of food. You fat bitch.
So good.
That's Will, everybody. Broadcast professional. Of course, I am Johnny B. Welcome back to the program. We have the Voodoo Chef, and he has brought in more folks this week. I'm so happy. Even before the CDC told us we could, we totally dropped our own guidelines and started having people back in. Brought back the voodoo that you do with Eric Young's The Voodoo Chef. Everybody knows him. They love him. And if you haven't been out to an event or tried some of his sauces and seasonings, then what are you even doing with your life? Honestly, reevaluate things. Take care of yourself. You suck. Voodoo, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, man. How are you, brother?
I'm dandy. How are you?
Dude, I am exhausted, but in such an amazing way. We are so stoked and so prepared for this weekend.
Dude, I was thinking about that when you texted me, a couple days ago, telling me what you were going to be doing tonight. And I almost said, dude, are you sure you want to come in Thursday? Because setting up for Voodoo Bash, I know it takes months, but this week's got to be absolutely nuts.
Oh, it's hectic, man. You know, we were down at the Cuban Club today. But I got to tell you, you know, Gene Suddett and Tiffany Bolt, just amazing. You know, aside from just contributing and helping us be able to pull this off, they're down there setting up the stage, setting up the tables for tomorrow's dinner.
Yeah.
Getting the bars ready. You know, it takes all of us. It takes you coming out and doing the comedy.
100%. It doesn't even happen without me.
No, it wouldn't. It would totally just fall apart.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, thank God you're coming tomorrow night, too.
Of course. 100% support for me tomorrow night. Eating all the good food. So stoked about it. I'm excited just to see a lot of my pals that I haven't seen in a while. You know, we're all busy doing our own things. To be able to get to see Stevie and Shane and all the folks that'll be cooking tomorrow.
We get to see Big Steve, too. I mean,
I love that guy, right?
The
Dos Equis man himself.
We're coming up in the elevator, and he's calling me, and he's going, Chef, you know, don't worry. We're all good. We got it.
Yeah.
He's coming out tomorrow. I mean, it takes a lot of pieces, and it's amazing. The tickets are just, you know, they just creeping up. Slowly creeping up in numbers. It's going to be a sellout.
I know a lot of people have been hitting me up about it, and I almost got carpal tunnel from just typing in voodoobash.com and sending it out to people through text and DMs, like, you know, like, hey, man, how can I? Voodoobash.com. Boom, yeah. And then, you know, a couple of them, when I just cut them off and did that, they were like, well, I was talking about your next comedy show, and I go, that's exactly where my next comedy show is, at voodoobash.com.
Go. Dude, I can't wait. I have on my agenda, because I have a timeline of everything.
Yeah, you're like me. You're old. You got to write everything down.
Well, I got to make sure people get me where I'm supposed to be, because I won't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And on my timeline says, make sure I'm at the Johnny B. Comedy Show.
I mean, it's at Voodoo Bash. You better be there.
Well, you know, you got to walk around. You got to try everybody's hamburger. You got to be the judge. You and I are judging.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you got to go, got to go have a Jack.
So stoked.
Followed by an 813.
Oh,
maybe
come
a Coors Light.
I'm going to get drunk, too. Damn it, man. Trying to lose weight, trying to be a good person, but it's not happening this weekend. It's I'm going to say I'm going to have another positive result with my weigh-in Wednesday after Voodoo Bash.
You got the treadmill now.
I know.
Just make up for it on a treadmill. That's all.
Commercial grade treadmill. Yep. Not one of these pussy ass treadmills that you get at Sports Authority, you know what I mean, or Circuit City. All my references are from stores that aren't around anymore.
What?
Along with us, there's no Sports Authority or Circuit City anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, there's no more Sports Authority?
No, I'm on drugs. I got it. Eckerd's. come on, buddy. I'm old, Will.
Pardon.
I'm old. In the studio with us, a guy that performed at the last Voodoo Bash.
outside because we were out there in full Delta variant mode. Nobody cared. Nobody got COVID that day except for you, Chef.
I know.
And, and it proved that it was that my antibodies were strong because, I don't know, I hugged you like 15 times that day.
Johnny, maybe I just created my own super spreader event.
I hope so.
Get it over with.
Nice. All right. We have Top Ramen. He is a rapper and an ex-culinary student of yours.
So. I would love to say of mine.
Oh, I thought he was.
Well, nope. We actually went to the same school. He went to culinary school over at Jefferson High School, my alma mater.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And was with Chef David Hillard. So
my dad Hillard also graduated from Jefferson, believe it or not.
Look at that.
I know. Isn't that crazy? So Top Ramen is here.
Hello, everybody.
Tore it up last year at Voodoo Bash. Everybody loved it. You've been, you know, rapping for a while, and definitely want to catch up with you on that. See where you're going with that. Because am I right to believe that you took this out of state? Or are you still local?
I'm still local.
Okay,
and yeah, no, I'm definitely in Tampa until I die right now.
Okay, all right. And you're performing. About how often are you getting up on stages where people can come see you?
What do you mean? Like, as far as like, in general, or just
a Voodoo Bash?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously Voodoo Bash, but
just kidding. I knew that.
I'm LOL, JK.
No, yeah, I'll be there for 35 minutes. You get to see my face for that long.
Awesome.
Actually, I got to correct that, Johnny. He's going to be there for.
Is that your phone?
Yeah, dude. I'm sorry.
Put it on vibrate, you rookie. I'm kidding. I'm sorry, dude. You didn't deserve that.
You know. I'm so excited. One of my mentors is coming to the dinner tomorrow night, and I'm really, really excited because she's a very special lady. He's actually going to be performing for 40 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Because at the end of his set.
I gotcha. All right.
You and me.
Are we going to collab?
And Chemo.
Oh, my God.
You know, Chemo, his son Ryan listens to you.
Ryan's like the biggest B-hole in all of B-hold'em. Yeah.
Absolutely. The three of us are going to get up and jam with Ramen.
Look, man, I'm going to get some drinks in me, so I'll be down for whatever. I'm going to be loaded up with quality burgers.
I have that on the agenda, too.
And alcohol.
Jack Daniels.
I'm not a Jack Daniels guy, but I'll drink. You know what I'm saying?
Tito's 813.
Oh, no, don't play with my emotions, brother. You know what I'm saying?
He needs some peanut butter whiskey. That's what he likes.
Yeah, have it on deck.
I got it. I'll bring a jar of Jif.
Yes.
And filter Jack Daniels.
Mix it up.
That would work.
If I'm drunk enough, I won't know the difference. It'll be fine. I think we're going to Uber there, to be honest, because I'd like to get Leah a little litty-litty, too, that night. That'd be nice. So
my wife's saying, you need to get a hotel. I don't need you driving.
That is true. Or you could be badass and just sleep at the Cuban Club.
Hell no.
Super haunted. Now, I told you this a couple weeks ago when you were in here. I don't know if you remember, but about 6 years ago, we did a thing called Bee Halloween, where it was for Halloween. We took, I think, 10 listeners, and it was myself and Dead Girl and Ryan Adams, who were on the show back then. And we got locked into the Cuban Club overnight.
Hell no.
In the dark.
Hell no.
With like video, like voice recorders and
if
temperature
you keep going,
gauges.
You're going to have to put your hand on the dump.
It was super scary, dude. Uh-huh. It was crazy. Yeah. So
if you want to relive that and do that again,
I'll do it.
I will do a midnight brunch.
Ooh.
And we'll make it a collab.
All right. I like that.
I'll talk with Tiffany and Gene.
That sounds fantastic. Now, what is Will eating? What did you bring?
Dude. I stopped by Leslie Bakery today to figure out what we're serving for dessert.
All right.
In the VIP space. Space, you know, right after
we have a VIP space?
Absolutely.
Oh, we didn't have that last time.
No.
Exciting.
No. So in the VIP space, right after your set.
Yeah.
Dessert bar opens up.
Okay. Now, people that pay for VIP, they get to come in that space and hang out with important people like myself?
Absolutely. So the judging is actually taking place in the VIP space.
Okay.
So if you have a VIP ticket, you'll be able to come over listening to the judges talk, listening to what we look for in burgers, talk about it. You won't actually get to see the scores or the score sheets, but, you know, they'll get to meet Johnny B.
They'll get to meet Will Koontz, too, right?
Meet Will Koontz.
Come on.
Meet Mickey Sudo.
Oh,
I was on the phone with Leanne Whippin.
God.
Today. A lot of people going to be sitting around that table, man.
Yeah, a lot of great culinary minds. And
Carlos Villanueva is going to be sitting there. That guy
what
is an absolute stud.
So handsome.
He's making dessert for you tomorrow night.
I know. I saw that when I looked at the email you sent today, and it was like, You got little Stevie making the one app. You got Shane doing the salads. Yep. And
Max Sherrard from Nosh Caters, one of my former students.
Yeah, you got the faux cheesy guys doing the hot entree.
Unfortunately, it's sold out.
That's fine. I'm there. F everybody else. You know what I'm saying, Doug? I'll be there. Look,
part is I got to come in and fill in. I'm doing radio with Will tomorrow night.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
If you could, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Otherwise, I got to talk to Isaiah for 2 hours.
Isaiah messaged me today, and he's like, hey, man, do you need anything from me tomorrow night? And I almost said, it's like, don't show up. I said, we're good, dude.
Yeah,
we get ramen in here.
It'd be great. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, you can just rap the whole time, ramen, if you want to. Yeah.
I only respond in raps. That'd be exhausting.
Now, how long have you been rapping? Now, is this something like a lifelong thing, or did you figure it out like in high school? You're like, you know what? I think I can rhyme to a beat pretty well.
Failed out of culinary.
Yeah, I failed out of culinary. I was like, what's my life next?
Oh, really?
No, 2017 is when I started rapping, but I would say 2020 is when I actually started taking everything seriously. So, yeah.
Okay, all right. That's pretty cool. And how did you know you were good, though? Like, was there a moment? Did you have this, like, moment where you go, I'm really good at this? Or maybe enough people told you. They go, dude, you're the best.
Enough people were like, hey, okay, you're actually pretty good at this. I'm like, stop it, for real?
And then
my
God. Nah, I believe it. Yeah, you quit it.
Basically.
Quit it. And they're like, no, for real, you're dope. Dope? Oh, my God.
Were you there? Yeah. It feels like you were there.
Yeah, that was actually me. Yeah, I still feel that way. 22 years in the stand-up, and people are like, dude, you're really great. And I'm like, I guess if you came out, I don't know. But that's cool, man. That's awesome. And things are on the rise for you, right?
Pretty good. Everything's been progression, so yeah.
All right.
Applying myself.
Big record deal yet? What's going on?
Signed to Slater.
Signed to Slater, the manager over there. Hey, he drives down from Atlanta, so apparently it's worth it, right? Slater, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, good. I got you on mic. You don't have headphones, but you can talk. That's fine.
I'm loving it here.
Now, you're a manager. Do you manage a lot of talent?
Yes, I do. I actually have a whole, I'm going to say, like, entertainment company. That
what?
I own. Yeah,
what
Lucid Entertainment.
So and is it all musicians?
No. So there's videographers, choreographers, actresses, actors.
Okay.
Models.
Comedians?
Not yet. I'm
dude,
waiting for
what are we doing? What are we? I need a manager. How about radio personalities?
You have a manager, Maureen Rupp.
Shut up. How about radio personalities? Can you get contracts for them? I mean, I'm just saying.
I think anything's possible. Honestly.
Come on, Slater.
Give
me
up to the bat. I got you.
Damn it! This is meant to be.
You signed paperwork with Rupp.
Don't forget my 10% to everybody. That's all I'm saying.
Hell.
That's rude. Right. Say to your manager.
I apologize. Anyway.
Rob. We'll make something happen.
Rob sucks, dude. He's a drunk
No, he
idiot.
Rules.
No, I'm just
He's
kidding.
He's the best.
I'm kidding, Rob. You're fine, Rob.
You're a great manager.
Don't you worry, Rob.
Slater signing fee over
seriously,
here.
Dude. Yeah.
Seriously. I'll sign Rob, and then we'll make it happen.
You know what?
Own it by tomorrow.
You know what? Never mind, Slater. I don't need you. We're good, but just saying those things just really lowered your score. No, that's cool, man. So you obviously you'll be here all weekend. You'll be at Voodoo Bash with. Okay, this is good.
Yeah,
now, what is your like when you're live as a manager? Like, is it like on the movies? Do you have to like make sure that he has everything he needs to perform? Like he has a writer. You know, they're like, guys, we need blue M&Ms for Top Ramen. He needs fresh chopsticks. You know what I mean? It goes with the theme.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, we have a whole team that kind of like helps and orchestrates it, but I really do put the responsibility on Ramen.
Uh-huh.
And I say, Ramen, if you don't have what you need, that's on you.
Oh, for sure.
You have a team, Slater? Yes. How many people work for your company?
22 individuals.
Son of a bitch!
Man, Rob does it with one. Takes care of Johnny.
I know, but he pays people in ice that he steals from dudes.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a thing,
dude. 10%.
This guy's always like, hey, this dude, Rob's a drunk that calls the show. And he's like, I'm gonna give you a gig. I'm like, no, you're not. And that's when Will started, oh, he's your manager now. Guy's never gotten me a gig in my life.
Yeah, he did.
When?
You squandered it away.
What gig?
He told you to call that place.
Yeah, he goes, I got you a gig. You just need to call and talk to their manager.
And tell him you want it.
That's me doing it. I'm getting the gig.
Yeah, but he got you the hookup.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
That's like him saying, hey, man, I got you a gig. It's the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles.
You just call them and ask them if you can
I
do
Googled
it.
Their phone number. I Googled it. Call them. Tell them you're a comedian, and they'll probably do something for you. And I'm going to need 10% for that. That's really not even a bad price.
After you negotiate your deal.
Yeah. Jack off. Let me get somebody to jog for me so I lose weight. Shut up.
Dude, can that happen?
No, dude.
Oh, damn.
I wish.
No. I wish they would invent. I
got to stop paying that guy.
I have an idea. Yeah, somebody's wearing your Fitbit for you. It's not a bad idea at all. I saw a video where somebody put their Fitbit on their dog. And it's like, then they showed their wife, yeah, I've been exercising. And she's like, no, you ran 17,000 miles this week. There's no way at all.
You licked your butt 40 times.
Ooh.
How did that happen?
Okay.
I didn't know that was possible.
Is that bonus points?
That's bonus points right there.
If you lick your butt one time, it's bonus points. I don't even know if we're allowed to say lick your butt on the radio, are we?
You know, I think it's borderline.
We're going to find out. You know what I mean? Nobody's listening.
I'm just a guest.
Guys, you can come out and watch us lick our butts at Voodoo Bash on Saturday night. If you want to come out. Only for the VIPs, though. There'll be no licking butt in GA. We don't do that.
No way. Absolutely
not. No, it ain't happening, kid. We have a special butt-licking curtain that we have set up in VIP. You would just walk back there, and we all taking turns.
Here's what's funny. They're going to see the curtains that are really there.
I'm bringing
and
curtains.
They're going to go, dude, I know what's happening back there.
We were listening to Johnny B Show. We know exactly what's happening back there. And then,
can I downgrade my ticket?
The peanut butter you said you were bringing, that's going to come in handy for that curtain time. Because I'll come back out with just a face full of peanut butter. Dude. Welcome to VIP, my friends.
Yeah, and this is why you pay. Too.
Yeah, I'll be hammered, just dude, peanut butter faced.
We have multiple things happening right now. People are buying tickets and downgrading tickets at exactly the same time.
Whatever we got to do, man. It's for the kids at the end of the day. For the kids. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Speaking of kids, you got some of your culinary students out there making us food.
Absolutely.
I have no idea what they're making. I did see buns. I did see beef, so I know that's happening. And I believe they stole some butter out of the refrigerator here. Not mine. You know what I mean? I don't care. We're going to get that email tomorrow, Will. So be like, there was a tub of I can't believe it's not butter in the refrigerator, if anybody has seen it. So we got to buy a tub of that.
I threw it in the garbage.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's fine. It's probably expired anyway, right?
I was going to say, yeah. It had a date from like 3 years ago. But
that's fine.
But
I don't think
good.
That stuff expires anyway.
No, never.
It's Miguel's.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Okay. All right, we will take a break. We come back. We'll have everybody in studio along with.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.